Hey everybody, it's Jeff. Thanks for joining me for this week's Wednesday Word. We are in week 5 now of our Check Your Beatitudes series, walking through all the Beatitudes that are found at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. Now today is Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, which says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Now, I love this Beatitude because it goes back actually to a psalm in the Old Testament, Psalm 24. Talks all about this. It says, those with clean hands and pure hearts that don't worship false idols and swear by false gods, they'll be the ones given a blessing from God and will seek his face, will see him and worship him. And that's exactly what this beatitude, what Jesus is saying, is that pure heart leads you to seeing God. But it starts with that pure heart. So let's talk about that for a second. We say the word pure, and I think we use it a lot, actually. But what does it mean? We say pure gold. Or pure chocolate, probably maybe one we're more familiar with, right? And what's it mean? Well, it's something that's not tainted, right? There's nothing distorting what it actually is. There's also nothing added to it, nothing trying to enhance it in a way that's not original or exactly what it's supposed to be. So that pure chocolate bar, it's just that awesome chocolate. Nothing's distorting that taste of that chocolate or taking away from it. And I'm not adding anything to it to try to enhance it in a way that's not just chocolate. So it's pure. So what do our hearts look like when they're pure? Well, as you can probably imagine, it's a heart that is just focused on God, that worships God, praises God, seeks God's will, and God only. God first, God only. It's not tainted by anything from the outside, any sin, disobedience, struggles, but it's just focused on God. It's also not something that we try to add to. Right, we don't take our own awesome plans that we think are great and add that to our hearts and say, okay, God, it's 75% you and 25% me. That wouldn't work. That's not a pure heart. It's totally focused on God. We're not adding what we think, what our friends think, what our family thinks, what social media thinks, anything like that. It's just focused on God. That's that pure heart. So what's the second part? They will see God. Now, two ways to kind of look at this. One is the future, kind of the foretelling of what's to come. And that's when we're in heaven, when we've lived rightly, we've accepted Jesus, and we go to heaven and we're with God. You know, we spend our time with God for eternity, right? That's kind of the future, the foretelling of what's to come. But what about right now, the present of seeing God? Well, we don't visibly see God right now, but we talk about hearing him or seeing him. And that's kind of in a word we use, discernment, which basically is, what's God? What's not? Because we're pulled in a million different directions today, right? So discernment is trying to hear what's from God and seeking God and being like, okay, God, what's your words? What's your plan? What's your vision for me? That's seeing God today, I think, is figuring out, man, what's God really leading me towards? But we can't do that, or it's a lot harder to do that without that pure heart that's focused on God, because when we let things taint our hearts, when we let sin or disobedience or any of that taint our hearts, or we try to bring our own plans in, or we let the world tell us what we should do, we're not hearing clearly from God. So it's that pure heart leads to really seeing and hearing from God and what he has for us. So I would encourage you this week to kind of start backwards from that. Okay, so think, am I really being able to hear from God and see God in my life? I hope the answer is yes, but it's okay if it's not. Or maybe it's sometimes I see him, sometimes I don't. Well, in those times where you feel like you're not hearing from him clearly or not seeing him well, then take a look at your life and at your heart and what things might be tainting it. What things are you maybe trying to add to it that aren't God? And spend some time with God to figure out, hey, God, what do you really have for me? I don't want to add anything of my own to your plan, because God's plan is always going to be better than our own. So take some time this week to think about that and strive for that pure heart and seeing God in your life today and remembering what that future glory and that future time with God is going to be like too when we're there with him in heaven. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.